Welcome back to another episode of Arnold's Pump Club. Someone called me out last week. Not in a bad way, but in a way that I appreciate. Because when I share what I've learned, my focus is making sure it helps you become better. I always tell you to be a sponge, to never stop learning and to listen more than you talk. A whole chapter in my book is called Shut Your Mouth, Open Your Mind. For the past month, I've been running around all over the world talking about Be Useful. It seems like all I've been doing is talking some more. But I want you to know that I've also been listening. I see your emails and learn a lot from them. Common theme has been, Arnold, what if I don't want to shoot for crazy goals? Not all of us want to be the best bodybuilder, an action star, and governor. One of the members of our village named Brad said this very eloquently last week. So I want to share part of his email. Here's what he said. Arnold, can we talk about what success is? Give people a working definition. Very few of us will ever get the chance to be a movie star or governor or even be on that person's team writing a newsletter and books. Of course, that is in addition to whatever else you have going. Most of us are working stiffs, trying to support and raise our families and do right by them, our neighbors and coworkers. A really good working definition for what success can look like can change how we see a whole lot about ourselves. It can also help us make good or better decisions for how we allocate our time and energies. My definition is to do well at everything I am touching, whether that be work, coaching my kids in their sports, or spending time with family and giving them the attention they need as they need it. First of all, Brad, thank you for this message. And let me tell you, I couldn't have said it better myself. Success isn't just defined by chasing crazy goals. Success can be as simple as being the best, whatever it is you want to do with your time. Success can be raising amazing children who know you care about them and you're always there for them. Success can be working your hardest to overcome your struggles and challenges. So here is my working definition. Success is not a paycheck or a job title. If it were, there wouldn't be so many rich, famous, or accomplished people who are deeply unhappy. Success is knowing that whatever you do, you're going all out. You're doing it 100%. Success is whole-assing whatever you do. And Be Useful, I explained this using a German phrase. Wenn schon, denn schon. It basically means if you're going to do it, do it. When I say to have a big vision, it doesn't mean you have to find crazy dreams like me. It means that if your vision is raising fantastic children, don't set out to be an okay parent. Set out to be the best parent you can be. If you give whatever you're doing your all, you'll never regret it. You'll never regret it. You'll never look back in 20 years and say, I wonder what might have happened if I tried harder. One of the biggest challenges we face in going all out is the rise of the machines. For those of you who are new here, that's what I call phones and iPads. They are great tools that give us access to all the information in the world and let us connect with people we would have never met otherwise. But they also inspire half-assing. They're designed to distract us from going all in on whatever we are doing. It drives me crazy when I see someone at the gym sitting and staring at their phone while they're on a machine, or someone out to dinner with their family just looking down at who knows what. It could be social media. It could be the news. Or it could be a work email. Whatever it is, it takes you away from being all in at that moment. If you think whatever is in your machine is more important than whatever is right in front of you in the real world, you're setting yourself up for a life with a lot of regret. You probably won't remember the news article or the Instagram post in 10 minutes. Meanwhile, if you weren't looking down, your kids might have said something hilarious that you'd be telling stories about in 50 years. Whatever you're doing, remember this. You chose to do it. There was a reason for that. So doesn't it deserve 100% of you? That's my definition of success. Go all out. Don't hold up. Denshone. Before I leave you for today, Adam shared a new study the other day that caught my attention. If you are worried about muscle loss as you age, then you'll probably appreciate it too. We frequently recommend protein to help build and maintain muscle, but it's not the only food that packs some power. Scientists found drinking tea and eating fruit could help preserve and increase muscle. A recent meta-analysis suggests that flavonoids can fight muscle loss and improve overall physical function. You can find them in foods such as black and green tea, berries, citrus fruits, onions, apples, grapes, and cocoa. They appear to have protective qualities, acting as a shield against age-related muscle decline. The research suggests that consuming flavonoids might prevent muscle loss and support muscle growth. While more research needs to be done, the scientists believe that flavonoids enhance muscle protein synthesis, improve mitochondrial function, and increase blood flow to muscles, all leading to the potential benefits. That's it for today's episode. I created this podcast because I believe that fitness is for everyone. So I'm using the power of machines to help me deliver news, information, and support that will make you healthier. I am not a cybernetic organism, but I do have an important mission: to build the positive corner of the internet and lift up the world. There's too much negativity online, and I want this podcast to give you the support you need to become a little bit better. I want to thank our editors-in-chief, Adam Bornstein and Daniel Ketchel, who helped me with this podcast and our daily newsletter, as well as our producers, Pen Name Consulting. We value all your feedback, and the three of us are here to support you. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review. We love hearing from you. Together, we have the strength to lift up the world.